Eloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Eloise. We've got hints from Eloise.
That's right. It is time for everyone's favorite segment to sit around the old Victrola and listen to with their grandma. It's Hints from Heloise. It's a column to help you with your life, and it is ripped and read from the Santa Maria Times on the internet. And this, if you have never heard this before, this is how Danny and I used to kill segments on the weekends.
Good
when we had
Lord.
A show called The Orphanage.
Did we ever?
And what better way to kill a segment on a Friday afternoon at Revolver Brewhouse in Arlington than with hints? So let's get to it, shall we?
Go ahead.
Allison D. in Orange, California writes, "Dear Heloise, my mother-in-law insists that microwaving food depletes all the nutrients from food. She reads your column faithfully, so could you settle this debate between us?"
What do you think, Dave? Do you think it nukes the nutrients? Do you think it puts radiation in your food to make your food unhealthy?
I don't know.
Is it a bad thing? We're about to find out.
I am going to turn to the expert. Heloise writes, "Allison, actually, just about all cooking kills or removes some nutrients from food, but microwaving is believed to be one of the best ways to retain nutrients. The major reasons are because it's fast, uses less heat, and usually a smaller amount of liquid. So go ahead and microwave your food." So she just, in the face to Allison, your mother-in-law's right.
How about that? We don't have a microwave at the house.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that work out?
I think food tastes better heating it up, you know, the more natural way. If you have the time, then I think it's a better way to cook. It's a better way to reheat food is using an oven or a skillet. So I 100% don't miss it at all.
Last place I lived, we had our microwave break, and it took about 2 months to get it replaced. And most of the time did not miss it, but every once in a while, I really cursed the fact that I did not have a microwave.
Probably when you were in a hurry.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was kind of a writing Heloise to bitch, because Heloise is about hints, but it's also about bitching. Frederick H. from Mesa, Arizona writes, "Dear Heloise, I received a call from my sister telling me that my mother had passed away. I had to get from Arizona to New Jersey in a hurry, so I took an airplane to get home. I was so tired and sad, all I wanted to do was sleep on the plane. But the woman next to me kept rambling away about every subject you can name. I closed my eyes and started to drift off when this passenger tapped me on the arm to wake me up so she could go on with her story. I told her I really needed a nap, but she kept on talking. Please tell your readers that some people do not want to carry on a conversation on a plane, and some, like me, are too tired, too sad, or too preoccupied to talk, so please just leave us alone."
And she printed that.
She printed that.
Did she have a response?
Well, she said, "Frederick, it's rude to badger someone who clearly does not want to carry on a conversation. My condolences on the loss of your mother."
Oh.
Heloise, though.
A diplomatic response.
Heloise kind of seems like the type that would talk your ear off on a plane, though, doesn't she?
Maybe she's tired of talking to people via her email advice column, so she might clam up and just want to be left alone.
Karen C. of Seattle writes, "Dear Heloise, just a word to the wise." This is very topical, seasonal. "If you have a fireplace, have a chimney sweep come in and check out your chimney before you use it this coming winter. I didn't do that last year, and we had a problem with a clogged chimney. Smoke poured into the living room, and the carpets and sofa had to be cleaned professionally. It was expensive."
I wonder if you have to do that if you don't have a fire-burning fireplace, if it's just gas.
If it's just, yeah, if you're just burning the gas with the fake ceramic logs.
Or the family of skunks that has decided to move in and live on top of your flue.
Right. But if you, even if you have the gas log, you're supposed to open the flue, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just got to make sure you open the flue, bro.
I guess
if you open the flue and crap falls down, then call the chimney sweep. That's my advice. Denise from Eugene, Oregon writes, Dear Heloise, I know we're not supposed to use dry cleaner bags to store clothing because there's a good chance of collecting moisture under the bag that leads to mildew on clothing. So since my husband and I have king-size pillowcases, when they wear out, I just cut a slit in the closed end and use it to slip over hanging clothing I've stored for another season. It's really amazing how well this works.
I thought these were hints from Heloise, not from readers. Or is that what this column primarily
is? No, it's mostly Heloise farming out the work to her readers.
So it's like caller-driven sports talk radio?
Yes. It's your column, America.
If somebody gets paid for this,
yeah.
You know?
She is syndicated across the nation, bro. Newspapers everywhere.
The same people that read this think Cry Macho is good. Right?
Sean from David City, Nebraska writes, Dear Heloise, for years I was slave to my cell phone, so when I retired, I decided I never wanted a phone on my hip again. He had a belt clip.
I had the Tom Gribble belt clip.
I've found there are a lot of people like me. What we need, however, are address books and date books to keep track of telephone numbers and addresses, and a book to keep track of appointments. If you know someone who has a gift-giving occasion coming up, these two items come in very handy.
Do you still keep an address book?
No.
It's all in your phone.
But if you know an old person, now you know. You can just get them a day planner.
No, but what happens if you lose all your data? I hate having to go
backed up in the cloud.
Yeah, but what if the cloud breaks?
What if the cloud breaks?
That's a good question.
Led Zeppelin had a song about that.
Mm-hmm. When the cloud breaks, I'll have no place to stay.
This reader just writes concerned. They signed it as concerned.
Mm-hmm. Almost started with this.
And almost like
concerned.
They were writing into Savage Love.
Dan Savage.
Yeah.
Can we read those from now on?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Dear Heloise, with school starting again and kids walking to and from school or home, there are dangers. Every year it's important to remind children that no matter what a stranger promises, they are never to get into a car or van with someone they don't know. Tell them that it's okay to raise their voice if they are frightened and to remember the phrase, no, go, yell, tell. If the child is at a playground or the mall, tell them to run to a security cop or a woman who has kids with her. Most women will protect a child who has an encounter with danger. Did you ever get approached by a stranger, or did you ever get separated from your parents when you were little?
I got lost in a five and dime store once, and I had to go to the front, and they yelled.
Paged your mom?
Paged my mom on the loudspeaker, but that was it. Primarily growing up in a small town, it doesn't happen that much.
The closest thing I came to stranger danger, I was probably in kindergarten, and I was with my dad, and we were in line at like a Burger King or a McDonald's. And I turned around. I got distracted by, I guess, like the kids in the play area or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned back around, and I thought I was still standing next to my dad, but the line had moved. And so I grabbed on to the leg that was right next to me, but it wasn't my dad.
Who was it?
It was just some other grown man.
What did he do?
He looked down and was like, I think you got the wrong guy, kid. And then I sheepishly released his leg and then ran to my dad, who was like two steps in front of me, for protection.
Well, you weren't close to being hurt.
No, I wasn't going to be abducted. I mean, who wants an adopted child?
Yeah, they already hated you once.
Right? He was just going to take me to the next orphanage.
Right. And start all over again.
And then finally, Jennifer from Rockland, Massachusetts writes, Dear Heloise, I followed your advice about pouring white vinegar in the toilet bowl, letting it stand for about 15 minutes.
Then make a salad dressing?
Then using the toilet brush to remove stains. However, I was told you have a vinegar pamphlet that is chock full of ideas for cleaning, cooking, and other handy hints using vinegar. How do I get one?
And
Heloise writes, Jennifer, it's very easy to get my vinegar pamphlet. Called Heloise's Fantabulous Vinegar Hints and More. You can go to my website, Heloise.com.
What's a website?
Or just send $5 along with a self-addressed stamped envelope.
We're still doing that?
To Heloise/Vinegar, P.O. Box 795001, San Antonio, Texas 78279.
So she lives in San Antonio.
Yes. Vinegar is safe and inexpensive to use and should be in every household.
I've used it to get the washing machine to stop stinking.
Yeah, if you have like the high efficiency washer and the membrane around the thing gets mold and mildew.
Yep.
Vinegar does work on that.
I also learned that the washing machine has a filter that needs to be cleaned out once every three or four months.
So you just dump a jar of vinegar down there?
No. Did you know that your washing machine has a filter at the bottom you got to take out and pull crap? Oh, yeah.
Sure enough.
No, I learned that. I could not figure out why my laundry started stinking, so I got online and lo and behold, there's a little door at the bottom of my Samsung washer that you pull the tube out and drain whatever existing water is in there.
Siphon it out.
Yeah, you don't want that. And then you unscrew this filter, and dude, I'd had that thing for 5 years, and it was freaking disgusting.
Was it?
It smelled
from the tap. Is this like hard water or something?
No, it's just the
wastewater.
It's the wastewater that goes through that. So it's hair and lint and
so many pubes,
so much crap in that thing.
Yuck!
And it made me gag when I was cleaning it out in the trash can. But I'll tell you what, you place that sucker, cap your drain hose, and put it back and. It smells great, but that's after 5 years. But I've been cleaning it every 3 months now just to be safe, Dave.
But
and that's my hint for you.
But if you would like to try Danny's vinegar in the toilet bowl salad dressing recipe, please
send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the orphanage, care of the ticket. And that, my friends, is Hints.
Congratulations.
Thank you.